Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Musician's Guide podcast. My name is Karen, and I am your co-host.
I'm Jen, and I'm your other co-host. And in today's episode, we are doing a fun one. We are doing, so there is a podcast of these two women. They're like, whatever, older, and they talk about things that they've had it with.
And I love it.
We have just decided that for this chaotic month, we are choosing to do that as well. And it's going to be oddly personal, oddly specific, but at the same time, hopefully you can relate.
Yeah, and probably not musical.
Probably not. No, not at all. Not musical at all for me. So yeah.
Okay, you so go first.
Dive right into it. I'm going to do one that's like a little bit more general, but things that I've had it with. The medical system, as it relates specifically for things that your insurance covers and doesn't cover. So recently, I've been trying to find a new therapist, changed my insurance, did the whole thing through the marketplace, which was a freaking nightmare. And I like called around to a bunch of therapists that were found inside of my directory for my insurance. And all of these people are accepting new patients, but not through my insurance. Like they're at limit with the insurance people that they accept. And you can do a very easy self-pay of like $100 a session. And I was like, if I have insurance and you're on my directory, why would I then pay you out of self-pay? Like that's the point of the insurance.
Right.
So I've fucking had it with the medical system and their fucking bullshit of making you pay extra. That's like not included. Thank you.
I completely agree. And in a similar vein, I have had it also with the medical system in that there are so many specialists in different fields, but they don't talk to each other and they don't answer your basic questions. So being caretakers, it has been insane to be like, okay, so there's a difference between an open brain neurosurgeon and an aneurysm neurosurgeon and a neurologist. And if you talk about a neurologist, there's like different 10 million billion specializations within the neurology department. And everybody being like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong. You got to ask this person. You got to ask this person. And it's like, okay, great. Let me get an appointment with a specialist. And it's like, yeah, we're booking a year out. And it's like, okay, well, what do I do in the meantime? And it's like, I can't advise you on that, ma'am. And it's like, I don't know what to do. So yeah, I have had it with like the booking of appointments and the just tell me what to do. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me how to fix it. Tell me, same in cardiology, same in ophthalmology. Like there's just, I don't know. I'm like, but aren't you like a doctor? Like, can't you just tell me what's wrong? And it's like, no, it's very specific. It's like, okay, love this for me.
Yeah. I think it's the wait time that really gets me, that annoys me so much, where it's just like, it's absurd. And especially too, because like you end up going to this specific specialist and you pay this enormous copay and you do this whole thing to reach your deductible. And then they say, oh, sorry, I can't answer that question. And it's like, well, you were referred to by my PCP. All to say like it is very annoying when you get into a 4-month appointment that you've waited for and then they can't tell you anything.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another thing that I've had it with. Apartment complexes that charge so much money for you to live here that have the smallest washer and dryer that you could ever think of. Because I have had it with my laundry. I have so many loads to do. And I'm like, I've never had this problem in my life. Like I've never had this issue of like, I just can't seem to catch up. And like, I'm working out. So like my clothes and I just can't do this. And I'm realizing that my load inside of my washer and my dryer is probably like a fourth of a regular load just because this tiny kitschy apartment has like really tiny washers and dryers. So I'm having to do like 5 or 6 loads that would be considered just like 2 regular loads. So I'm over here pumping out like a muffin factory, all of these damn sweaters and all of my leggings and all of my pants and like all my hefty winter clothes in so many goddamn loads. And I'm over it. I've had it. I'm done with it.
So for somebody who likes tiny things, do you not then like tiny things anymore?
I love tiny things, but have it be proportionate when I'm trying to live off of it. Like if I'm trying to cook, having a tiny like cast iron to make eggs, not helpful when you're hungry. So there's like, there's a limit. There's a limit for things.
Mm. Yeah.
My God.
No, I get it. I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I realized because I had a mental breakdown with all of my clothes and I was like, why is it never clean? I can't. I think it was like I couldn't find a shirt that I wanted before leaving, like 5 minutes before leaving the door. Yeah.
That is amazing. I'm so sorry. Okay, so I have had it with the ever rising costs of special milk. So we've been talking about being in our loud budgeting era and like, I'm just gonna like make my coffee at home, but also like I'm gonna budget. Like, I've personally been doing like a cash allowance for myself every month, for myself and then for my husband. And then we can just go out and do whatever we want. This is like buying presents money and like, I don't know, just doing your shit without having to really categorize it. Like, let's just be real. It's not even about having the cash for me. It's about having to not put it in my stupid spreadsheet and like think about it. So, when I'm out and about, like, this is my coffee money. This is my, like, I don't know, nail money, my random splurge with you money. Like, that is the energy. And I don't know if it just feels different when you're paying cash, but like some of these coffee shops here in Nashville are like outrageous. And I mean, we grew up in Miami, expensive. We lived in Boston and Northeast. Like, we're not, we've been to California. We've been to like, we're not like, it needs to cost $3 or $2. Like, no. Like, I'm happy to pay a good $7 for an insane cup of coffee because we are those people. But like, it's getting higher than that. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like, it is. The other day was like $8.50. And then like, not even talking about like the tipping culture we have right now, where it's like, I am now out of guilt and insanity paying almost like $10 for like coffee, like downstairs or like across the street in a local coffee shop. And I'm just like, what is happening? And I don't know, it just makes me feel like a boomer where I'm just like, make it at home. But it's like, no. I want to eat it when I'm out. But like, what is happening? Who is paying this much for coffee? And I mean, clearly it's working if you know, I'm talking about it and I'm doing it, but like, I don't know. It just feels that dangerous. That's stupid. But like, I don't even know the word yet. I'm just like, what is happening? Like, is it me? Am I crazy? Am I just like cheap all of a sudden? Like, it's outrageous, right?
No. Yeah, it is outrageous. And I had the same experience too, where it's just like, and the worst part is that like there's connectivity too with other countries through social media. And we're able to see people walking out of like a boulangerie or whatever the fuck it's called in France. And they paid like $3.50 for their coffee and their baguette. And I'm just like, oh my God, I want to be Emily in Paris in France and just like not give a shit and not have to pay $10 for my diabetes coffee that's just like not even good. And it's like watery and like not great. And then the barista parlor people are so mean to you too. So it's just like, for what? For what? Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped going to Killebrew. The management changed and it's not the same vibe. But like, I found myself a cup of coffee, and I'm a huge chocolate croissant person, like especially made from scratch. Like, I will die on that mountain. I feel like when I'm buried, it'll just be chocolate croissants. freaking $18 for my chocolate croissant and coffee. What is happening?
Yeah. And when you break it down, and inflation is a whole other thing that we've had it with, but sure, if you break it down to like these beans, Colombian, we're both Colombian. I'm like, these beans did not cost you this much. My God, get a grip. Yeah. My gosh. Okay. this is another thing that I've had it with. It's a two-parter. So I have had it with golden doodles, but then again, I think like it's not the golden doodle that I don't like because they're just dogs. It's not their fault. I've had it with people having their dogs off leash in really fancy apartments and thinking that it's okay because it's a golden doodle. Let me paint the scene. So my apartment complex that I keep complaining about, and don't worry, guys, I'm not renewing my lease. But either way, there is a new coffee shop downstairs. It's pretty. Haven't been there. $10 coffees, no thank you. Point is, they have like a new coffee shop downstairs, which means that there's new traffic being found in my apartment complex from people that don't necessarily live here, which is fantastic. It's great. It's all people that live in this area or want to travel to this area. It's fine. Make it a tourist destination. I don't give a shit. But with that being said, there is this new off-leash energy that's happening in the lobby, and the majority of the time they're golden doodles. And of course, when their owner is there, when there's people around, they're sitting very nicely and very calmly down next to them. But then if another dog walks by, they'll get all wild up and excited and want to play. I love that your dog wants to play. Mine is a very aggressive player and maybe doesn't want to play with your dog and will scare the shit out of your dog and you. So stop getting your dog off leash near mine. This white woman the other day, lovely lady, screamed bloody murder and like stopped everybody in the middle of this whatever lobby because her dog, because Louis barked and scared everybody. And I was like, he looks insane, but the reality is that your dog is off leash. Like, what do you want me to do? So then everybody's like trying to defuse the situation and get the dogs away from one another. And I'm just like, if the dog wasn't off leash, it wouldn't be a problem. So
I've had you didn't tell me about this, Jen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's my fine. God.
Mm-hmm. And the worst part is that like the traffic is one way in. So it's not even like I can avoid the lobby, which is annoying, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, and also like Louis is like perfect and he's just an anxious baby. Mm-hmm. He's not even aggressive. Like he's just, don't stress me out. I'm going to scream. That's his energy.
Yeah. Or he just like really wants to play with you. So he's like trying to get all up close to you and it just looks really scary because he looks scary. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poor baby man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my I've had it with is not as sad. I'm trying to decide. Neon athleisure. I'm over it. I don't know what's happening. Like since the pandemic, we're like, let's just all wear athleisure. Spanx is coming out with athleisure. Like everybody, Lululemon is like the new thing. Like it's not the new thing. It's been here for like a few years, but like we're all like embracing that athleisure is a part of just our everyday wear, including, mm-hmm. you know, business casual and also professional is also, there's an underlying layer of athleisure, I'm certain, for all of us. And now it's neon. Like what's happening? Like I've just seeing all these like mannequins and I'm like, who's wearing lime green pants? Like to work, like what's happening? And yeah, it feels, and also a few Lululemons, not to like shit on the brand, but like have removed some of their extended sizing from stores and have brought it back to online. And I'm like, you can't come up with like green pants and then not let everybody's and their size try it on. Like not cool. So I'm just over it. And yeah, it feels, they're going to ruin athleisure. We're going to have to go back to slacks and uncomfortable pants if you start coming out with neon shit. That's my
bad. That's really funny. That is accurate though. And I think neon only looks good on certain people in certain seasons. Like if you put neon on me in the middle of winter, I'm going to direct traffic, but you can't see me because I'm going to be a ghost. Like, my God. So yeah, that's insane. Speaking of clothing, this is another thing that I've had it with. I've had it with ugly clothing that is expensive and cheaply made. Meaning, I am so sick of my goddamn pants or anything else that I own shrinking in the dryer because it's such poor quality. And again, I'm on the side of TikTok that explains to you a little bit more what the fabric breakdown is of your clothes. And turns out that all the places that you normally shop at, not me, but just like in general, like trendy it girl places, like Zara, Aritzia, and all these other places, even like H&M or Abercrombie, which is like such a devastating thing to hear about. But they're coats that are like 100, like wool blend coats. It has like no wool in it at all. And they're charging like $250.
Yeah.
Highway robbery. That is gunpoint highway robbery if I've ever seen it. Insane. And people are like buying it because they're not necessarily looking at the tag with the type of clothes or whatever. So people are having like sweater shrink. People are having just like so many issues where their clothes just like completely fall apart. And again, we both sound like boomers, but it's like the good old days where like shoes lasted more than a year. Like I just feel like the trend cycles are really fast. And sure, sounds good. But if you don't subscribe to that and you're just trying to get, you know, affordable or regular people clothes or just anything that you want to feel confident in, it ends up falling apart in a year, in 2 years, which is insane. Like I have clothes that have been like hand-me-downs that are yours that have lasted arguably like 5 to 10 years. And then clothes that I've had for two seasons are falling apart and pilling.
Which and for the record to everybody listening, there are no hand-me-downs. Jen just takes my clothing and then we hop on a meeting and I'm like, where is that shirt that I've been missing for years? I feel like it's my favorite and I'm not going to take it away, but yeah.
It's a perfect fit. Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay. So wrapping up, I'm trying to think what's the last one I want to share. Maybe this is like a hot take. No, I don't know, Jen. Should I say it? You don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Just say it.
No, I think it's a me problem. I don't think it's an other people problem. It's fine. I'll just say it. I have had it with people that are really good at email. It feels like that TikTok where like you send the email, you take it off your chest and like, I sent the email. And then 5 seconds later they respond and you're like, I have to add it again to my to-do list. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't love clear communication. I don't know. I'm just like, or maybe I've just slowed down. I don't know. But like eager beavers on email, it's just stressful. And it's never malicious. And I love a good clear email. We're all about clear is kind, unclear is unkind. But I'm like, just be a little less bad. Like circle back like a few days later, not like an afternoon later or I don't know.
Yes.
Don't have answers right away. I don't know what it is. It's just like, think it's about like a lot.
It. Just take a moment and think about it,
please. Don't shoot from the hip. Just take your time. Truly.
That's really funny. Yes. You know what the funny thing about that? In my life, you are that person that just responds really fast. And I'm like, oh my God, enough. Think about it.
But here's the thing, Jen. You are my everything, first and foremost, in many different ways. I'm assuming that I'm always holding you back when it comes to work. Like, I assume that I have dropped the ball. So as soon as I get an email, like a ping from Jen, I could be doing anything. I'm like answering. Like, I could be like in the middle of like a fire or like, I don't know, in a spy movie or whatever. And I'd be like, I don't know, Jen, it's in my Google Drive. Or like, I don't know, this is the answer. Like, here it is. Or here's my bank card for the billionth fucking time. I'm sorry. It's okay.
You are totally fine. That is hilarious. Oh my God. Yeah, I think that concludes it. I have plenty of more things to say, but I feel like this is a good place to leave it at.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you all for hanging out with us in our little vent sesh. And we're curious if you have anything that you've also had it with. It's been really fun to just talk with our friends or whatever and just see what people come up with. It's been like a nice little conversation starter. So thanks again. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, give us a review on Apple. It helps more people find us. And just come hang out with us on Patreon, in our DMs, and we'll talk to you soon.